Well, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 Wednesday evenings or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And she's the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. Please welcome Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing very well. You know, we're celebrating a birthday today. You know whose birthday it is?
You know, I caught the beginning of the show. I think it's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
It is Mickey Mouse. That's right. 92 years young is Mickey. He looks great, I thought.
I agree.
So Thanksgiving coming up exactly a week away from today. So do you have a favorite Thanksgiving food that you like to make?
So it's interesting. I caught the interview just before talking about that big potato that was found.
Yeah.
And it made me think, you know, I think mashed potatoes are possibly my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal.
Ah.
So, yeah, I'm a cranberry convert. I didn't like it when I was younger, but now I do enjoy kind of the cranberry sauce side of things as well. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was a kid growing up, of course, you had the cranberry in the can that, you know, you opened it up and it came out of the can and it was the shape of the can.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how maybe authentic it was, but.
Yeah, I don't think very authentic. I think probably loaded with like corn syrup and things. But you're right. Yeah. The real cranberry sauce. Now, that's a different story. That's really good. And so with real cranberries. So thinking about Thanksgiving, and of course, it's certainly a wonderful time to be grateful for all the things that we have in our lives today. And so when you think of Thanksgiving, I mean, what kind of resonates with you in our faith?
Yeah, so just the word Thanksgiving, thinking about gratitude, thinking about just the word thank you. And I was thinking about this and, you know, we can kind of rush through those words, David, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't mean really what they're intended to mean. I was thinking of my little niece who's about 17 months old, and she started to say thank you. And she kind of says it all the time, like even when she's taking something away from her brother, you know, and it's not a gift. And she says, oh, thank you. And it's almost like filler language for her at this point. And I think it can feel like filler language, things that we say kind of throughout the day. Oh, thank you. So it's good to refresh sort of our appreciation, understanding of Thanksgiving. I think as Catholics, really the great, best place to start is with the word Eucharist. You know, many of your listeners might know that the word Eucharist is derived from the Greek word Eucharistia, meaning thanksgiving. So isn't it beautiful that at the center of our faith is thanksgiving? And, excuse me. And it's something, David, it's not static. Thanksgiving, this is an action. It's a verb. Like it's something that we do. Giving thanks, this is happening between people, usually. You know, I could try to thank myself, but we know that doesn't work. Like, that's not really how Thanksgiving works.
Right.
It's something that really occurs between people. And so this spirit of giving thanks really helps to foster and cultivate relationship, I think. And, you know, ultimately, David, our relationship with God, I've shared this on the air before. My first kind of religious or spiritual experience was observing a beautiful sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm watching this sunset, and my first kind of reaction is this desire to give thanks. And it was the first time in my life where I thought, well, who am I giving thanks to?
Right.
You know, so it can really kind of direct us to the other, and ultimately to God, which means that kind of this disposition, David, of giving thanks and being grateful is a way to build up humility, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I've received help, if I've received something that I'm grateful for, maybe at work or maybe something from a friend, I'm expressing that something was given to me that I could not provide just for myself. So it really comes to highlight our need for one another and ultimately, our need for God.
Yeah, I love that you say that too, because Thanksgiving is such a state of mind, because we could go around in our day and be, you know, not feeling good and, you know, a woe is me sort of attitude. Or you can go around your day with a gratitude, with a thanksgiving, and it really is a state of mind.
It is, and I think it's again looking at the just being able to look at the beauty of the world around us, the beauty of other people. Even, I mean, this is where I'm humbled by other people's responses to even the beauty of the challenges in our life. You know, I'm really struck when people share that they're thankful for mm-hmm. some of the adversity that comes their way. And I really admire that. I don't know if I could say that, but they know that even through adversity and challenge and difficulty, they've learned to build up their trust and their reliance on God and on others. And they respond with gratitude.
Mm. Speaking with Miriam Marston, she is host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 Wednesday evenings or anytime on Hail Mary Media app, and the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. It's interesting that you say that, Miriam, because you will run across people in your life sometimes who have maybe had a life-battling disease that they've overcome or some of those other challenges, and it changes their view, and it changes the way they look at life. And all of a sudden, they may have gone through this big challenge that they've overcome, and it gives them a different way to look at things.
Right, absolutely. It brings them really to, again, like this crossroads moment where they say, okay, well, what do I do with what is in front of me if I cannot change that? How do I let this experience really transform me and lead to deeper conversion? And this is why, you know, again, we can't dodge the cross in our faith. We know this. And so when that's really squarely at the center as well, that means we are thankful for the cross. And we know what the cross represented. It was great suffering and trial. But as Christians, we are thankful for it. So that says something about when crosses do come our way, that this is an invitation to a new kind of thanksgiving and gratitude. And it can be mysterious sometimes, it seems counterintuitive, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But when we know that, it can really kind of change us, when we know that this is where Christ is meeting us right at this particular cross, that can be so powerful.
Well, and I like what you said too about the Eucharist and its meaning of thanksgiving, and certainly as we've battled through the pandemic and people have been able to return to church and the Eucharist, boy, there's something to be thankful for.
Oh, absolutely. And when we think, yes, the Eucharist is one of the ways we describe the Mass, the Holy Mass, so, which means that thanksgiving is right there at the pinnacle of our worship. And so I hope that's something that we can all kind of take with us as we go into celebrating Thanksgiving. I hope we find opportunities to celebrate at the Mass.
Absolutely. Miriam Marston, host of Blazing the Trail and Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Miriam, always great to talk with you. Thanks for your thoughts on Thanksgiving, and I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, David, and likewise, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. God bless.